It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sabrina, will you please open up with prayer, please?
Father, we just thank you for just clearing whatever happened up and making way out of no way for us to fellowship online tonight. I thank you, that God, that we humbly come before you, saying thank you in advance with your word, because your word is what destroys the yoke of bondage off the lives of your people. So right now we give you praise for touching Pastor Smith and the word from the Lord that you've given her, that God, we would hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us, and that the Spirit of God will make changes in our hearts. We won't just be only hearers, but we'll also be doers. You said we deceive ourselves when we don't do what we hear. So I thank you right now, Father God, that bondages are being broken and individuals are being set free, and the Spirit of God is filling our empty cups today. I thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, and that the peace of God will be over this prayer line tonight. We bind and rebuke the enemy with it, try to interfere with any interaction or any distraction right now in Jesus' name. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our fellowship, and we thank you in advance for a right now word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Praise the Lord. Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have prayer line twice a week. You can call and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can also listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number, and that will be starting on August 12th. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a new website, which you can look into. It is www.sghprayer.org. Again, that's www.sghprayer.org. If the Tuesday night line has any interference, give it some time and then call the Wednesday night number as a backup. I also have another announcement for August 12th. Remember, at 1:30 p.m., Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension will be having service twice a month at Bethany Church in Atwater. The address is 3291 Giannini Road in Atwater, California. Giannini is spelled G-I-A-N-N-I-N-N-I. Pastor Smith will be giving a word of deliverance and preparing for breakthroughs. Please come out for a move of God. On that August 12th date, children in the Atwater Merced area or the surrounding areas are invited to attend services to receive a backpack filled with school supplies. Children do need to be present in order to receive that backpack. Again, that's 1:30 p.m. on August 12th inside of Bethany Church for Full Gospel House's second extension. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. I just want to thank the Lord for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. Today, our son Camille turned 17, so we thank the Lord for him being obedient to his parents and obedient to the word. So we just thank the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We thank you for the breath of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost to anoint. We thank you, God, for this Word will come forth, that this Word will bring forth deliverance to the hearers. And we give praise and thanksgiving for your anointing to breathe now to bring life in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 10 and verse 27, and Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 29 and 30. Again, Isaiah, the 10th chapter, verse 27, and Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 29 and 30. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight that the Spirit of God is so good. I was able to get to Pastor Roger, the disc jockey, and there was some complication there in the station, but thank God he was there, answered the phone, and we were connected. We thank God for Pastor Roderick. This word is a word of encouragement for the people of God tonight, and this word is a word to break yoke. And you know what a yoke is. It's something that ties you up and binds you and restricts you, and it holds you down and confines you. And this word is a word of encouragement for people that's going through at this time. And this word, we're going to pray in Jesus' name about invisible yokes. There are some things people going through that are dark spirit, invisible yokes, have them under bondage, have their lives held up where they are not experiencing victory, healing, or the joy of the Lord, or prosperity in their lives. What that yoke is in their lives where they're not moving forward. These are invisible yokes. And many times I can understand how sometimes you wonder what is going on. An invisible yoke is the spirit of darkness, because remember, Satan, he's the prince of the air, saints of God. We got to remember that. And that invisible yoke that you can't see, but you know things are not right, those hidden things is not visible with the naked eye. You're unable to see it, but God sees those invisible yokes that is that's a barrier to your life, that's it's going to have you fenced in and hindrance and things that's a hole up. And I've been praying about that, because I've been praying for people that the Lord has revealed that these invisible barriers have things fenced in and held up in their lives. And so I began to go into warfare prayer. Because of these invisible things, you know something is hindering. You know you have that much insight. You know that you it's not moving forward like you know God will for it to do for you. And those barriers that seem like you cannot get a breakthrough, it's assignment by the enemy, Satan. But tonight God wants you to be encouraged that the power of the anointing, the word of God, forced that invisible yoke, talking about circumstances, to yield to the spiritual law of God. God's word will cause that spirit to yield if you believe, saints of God. The word of God break open that invisible gate and let what? Captives go free. So this is a word of encouragement. Many are going through those things. They're at that point where they know that they know they're supposed to cross a line in certain areas in their lives, but there's something preventing them from experiencing that victory. But if you can believe tonight, saints of God, it's time for you to move forward. And as the Holy Spirit had led me to really speak to some people in private about those things, and they said, that's something. I have felt that. I felt like there was something that had me fenced in, some obstacle, some was hindrance. There was a hindrance. So tonight, God wants you to know, it's an invisible spirit. It's a yoke, an invisible spirit sent by Satan. And we're going to see it by the word of God. Isaiah 10th chapter, verse 27, please.
Verse 27, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
This is what the word said. We know who the anointed one, Christ. It shall come to pass in that day your burden shall be taken away from off of your shoulder, and the yoke off of your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? The anointing. We're talking about the anointing tonight. It destroys every yoke. The anointing is the oil of God. That oil, that spiritual oil that's given to the believers for kingdom work. That spiritual oil given to you by God, that's consecrated place, that place that God blessed and he ordained, he is hallowed by God. To those believers that God have set apart and equipped you for what? Kingdom work. It's not special people, it's believers, saints of God. The believers that God himself has anointed with his oil from heaven, is consecrating you, has blessed you, has ordained you. You've been hallowed by God, the oil of God, to believers. I'm telling believers. That's for anyone who's a believer, who have yielded to the anointed, who God have separated to himself, who God has set apart, who God has equipped for kingdom work. For kingdom work. For what is kingdom work? For teaching, preaching, healing, deliverance in the name of Jesus. It's an anointing. And it enables you to stand firm. And it guards you against any falsehood. It's for believers. I'm talking about for those that's a part of the body. And this is a word of encouragement because there are people who know that they know that they know. They are to have a breakthrough. And that invisible, that barrier, that thing that got everything enclosed, a bar that have you where you are not able to go forward. It's like a blank wall that you can't see, but you know it's there. It has everything on a hold. And so this is a word from God for you tonight, that this word said it should come to pass in that day that he should take away your burden off of your shoulder, the yoke off of your neck, and the yoke, and that yoke, whatever that yoke is that you're going through, whatever that has you tied up, whatever that have you restricted, that have you held down and confined. He said, because of the anointing, because of the anointing, because of the oil from heaven, that's the anointing. And it's for all believers, saints of God, not no select people. It's not someone that they think they're better. It's for any believer that yield to God, that God has set apart and God has equipped for what? Kingdom work. They are seekers of God. They are set apart to be an instrument in the hands of God. Mean they yield their life to you. Mean they follow the commandments of God. Mean they come into a place where they'll let nothing separate them from the love of God. Meaning things gonna come to try to draw them from God, tempt them like everybody else. But they've gotten such a place, their soul out to God. They're saying, I will not let nothing separate me from the love of God. They have gotten into a place that they have came into a place where they say it's God, it's God, and it's God again, and they are allowing God to work his hands in their life, the process of the Holy Spirit is moving through their body, mind, spirit, and soul. Their spirit is so yielded to God, and when the enemy comes to try to draw them from God, they have said in their hearts and their mind, I will not allow anything to separate me from God. And what happens? You're consecrated to God. He blesses you. He ordained you. You are hallowed by God. And the all of God comes in and takes over you and calls you to be equipped. You have to be equipped for kingdom work. You just can't go out of there empty. You can't go not filled with the Holy Ghost. The enemy will come in and tear you up, beat you up, spit you out, and do it again. But when you are separated unto God, and he have consecrated you, that means the oil of anointing is over your life. And the Spirit of God going to work through your body, work through your mind, work through your heart, work through your thoughts, work through your hands, move over your mouth. He going to anoint it to say what he wants it to say. And deliverance come forth because of all of God's. It's about what God is doing. And this is what God is doing in this hour because there are invisible powers of darkness. And we know it by the word of God. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of the darkness, this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. We're talking about these are spirits of the air, the prince of the air. But Jesus placed the believer above that power of Satan in the power of darkness through his word, anointing, not in your flesh. But you have to be anointed saints of God. And we're going to see what the word said. Matthew 11:29-30, please.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
This is what Jesus said. Take my yoke and put it on you and learn from me. He said, I'm gentle. I'm humble in spirit, and you will find rest. The yoke I give you is what? Easy. The load on you are what? Light. All it requires, saints of God, for us to have faith in the finished work of the atonement and allow our spirit to say what? Yes to Lord. Yes to the Lord. And what the Holy Spirit, the process begins, saints of God. And what he does is for the, not the purpose of a selfish spirit for you, it's for the body of believers. And that's what the body is going through so much this hour. Look at the fires all over red and in different places. That's a spirit that's destroying people's livelihood, destroying life. It's out of control in the natural. It's a spirit. But we can come in the name of Jesus tonight. If Jesus spoke to the sea and said, peace be still, and it was calm because it obeyed the anointing, we can come in agreement tonight about that fire. We can come in agreement tonight about all the things that's going on in the elements that's working against the people of God. These are yokes, saints of God. People's lives are bind up. People are homeless. They're in a place, they're in shelters. People that never thought they would have to ever go to a shelter. They're in shelter, and the shelters are overflowing. Homes, livelihood, being destroyed by what? A spirit, an invisible spirit that's moving through the wind, falling in all kinds of areas. where the farmers, where the people that's working out of control. But the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God, can bring it under control. That means whatever unlimited power of God can bring anything that's what? Out of control. Anything that you experience that you don't have, you're not walking in victory, you can prosper tonight. You can go forward. Why? Because those barriers will be broken through the anointing of God. Those things that Satan has assigned. You know Satan go around walking to and forth in the earth seeking whom he can devour. He's a restless spirit. He's walking to and forth in the earth seeking someone that he can devour. And he is a spirit that has no respect to person. He's walking to and forth. Yeah, they moved to the hills where there was, it thought, safety, away from a bad environment. But I read in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, that the poor and the rich will have to come down, and they will have to come together. It appeared to be a safe place sometime wherever we think we are. But there comes a time that people got to come together. And you know what? The enemy does that. He's walking to and forth in the earth, seeking who he can devour. But tonight, because of his anointing, because of you, and I can agree tonight, and the anointing is the oil of God that comes from heaven. Men can't control the anointing. They think they can. You know, it's something you cannot buy. Don't be tricked by the enemy saying sin in this and sin in that. What I can do for you is a lying spirit. It's a spirit of falsehood. The anointing is free from God. No man or woman can control the anointing. It comes from the above. It's come from the Heavenly Father. It comes from earth. And men and women can't control the anointing because the anointing flow and move on who he will that's yielded to God, that God has separated and consecrated to him. It's something that men and women cannot control. But it's a falsehood that's out there that's saying, support me, do this, do that. And people are falling for that falsehood. But the anointed freely move through a yielded vessel. The anointed freely move to anyone who allow God to take over their vessel, mind, body, spirit, and soul, yield to God. And say, have thine own way, O Lord. Have thine own way, God. Have thine own way, saying yes to the Lord. That's when the anointing come in. That's when the oil of God will come in and seeing and hearing the heart cry inside of you and saying, thine will be done, O God. And the process comes and take over your spirit, man. And the thing that you thought you could not say no to, the Spirit of God enable you to say no. The thing that you thought you could stand in, the Spirit of God stands in you, and you are firm, and you will not be wavered, and you will not be tossed, because the Spirit of God is guarding your spirit, because you are a vessel of God. And this is what God wants you to know tonight. So we can pray. We can stand in agreement with what? The powers of the spiritual laws of God, which is what? His word. People to experience victory, healing, joy, and prosperity. Prosperity is beyond money, thanks of God. There's not a lot of prosperity when you have tubes running up and down in your body and you can't eat. Things that you want to eat, you cannot move. You cannot move around. You are in a disabling situation. That doesn't look like prosperity to me. Prosperity is beyond money. People have money and can't do that. But you are prosper if you can take care of yourself. being dependent by the power of God, using your body, mind, spirit, where you are mentally alert, where you can think positive about the things of God, where you can go and drive and work and take care of yourself and take care of your family. You are prosperous, saints of God, because so many people don't have those abilities in this hour. And that's not prosperity. Prosperity is beyond money. There are millionaires who set up to tubes, who's in a coma, who's mindless, but they have money. But money can't give you a sound mind. Money can't give you a healthy body. Money can't bring peace and joy in your life. And God wants us to have the spirit of prosperity tonight. He wants these ties that invisible spirit have caused us to be restricted and confined and held down. That's what a yoke is, something to have you tied down, where you are in a place where everything is blocked and fenced in, and obstacles and blank walls all around you. But tonight, who the Son set free is free indeed. And those invisible, unseen things that Satan has sent out that you can't view, the natural eye cannot see, unable to see, but the Spirit of God sees it all for you tonight. And the power of the anointing, the Word of God, will force that invisible yoke, I'm talking about circumstances, to break open. It must yield to the spiritual laws of God, which is His word tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in Jesus' name, there are assignments that the enemy, Satan, who is the prince of the air, you already warned us, oh Father. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. But we are believers tonight. Forgive us for sins of omission and commission tonight in Jesus' name. For your people who are going through, and these invisible barriers tonight, we coming together in Jesus' name. As I pray for certain ones, oh God, that you revealed to me last week that invisible barriers was hindering their blessings and their breakthrough, withholding those things that is theirs, and how you had me to stand in agreement with them, God, and they know who they are. And Father, I thank you for the voice of God, which is your word tonight, to break open the invisible gate and set captives free tonight. And for those things, oh God, that's theirs, and it's a hold up, things are held up, those barriers must come down tonight in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter who don't agree. We come against every word that's been sent out against the believers tonight in Jesus' name. Every single word tonight that does not line up and connect with the spiritual laws of God. In Jesus' name, we lose the blood of Jesus and the Spirit of God that gave us power to bind and loose. To stop every foul word, every vain imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus tonight. For the believers this night to see barriers come down, things that's held up to be released, needs to be met, the oppression in their lives to be gone. Anything they experience that's not victory tonight, that the spirit of victory come forth for them through your word, because victory is ours because of what Jesus did on the cross. But we come against every imagination, those spirits, oh God, that have been sent out against the believers tonight, those invisible yokes that don't want your people, God, to walk in victory, to walk in prosperity, to walk in healing, to walk in joy, don't want them to go forward tonight. Satan, you cannot stop them because we agree tonight in Jesus' name that all imagination and every high thing tonight comes subject to the word, the blood of Jesus and the cross tonight. Even thoughts and imagination, every spirit of jealousy, every spirit that desire that they don't receive their blessing, we dismantle you in Jesus' name. We overthrow you in the name of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus to bring you into utter confusion in Jesus' name. We release the spirit of Babylon on your thoughts in Jesus' name, which is the spirit of confusion to confuse you, to stop you from coming against the believer's breakthrough. That's what you did, oh God, in the book of Genesis. When they came together to work against your plan, you released a spirit of confusion over the plans of the evil one, because your plans must stand. And I send the word tonight in Jesus' name that the spirit of Babylon, every wicked thought, every jealous spirit, every spirit, oh God, that desire your people not to walk in victory tonight, I thank you for the oil of the anointing, oh God, to come against the barriers, the thing that has them fenced in and stop. Every blank wall must come down in Jesus' name. Every hindrance must come subject to the spiritual law of God. Everything is held up tonight must let go in Jesus' name. Those invisible yokes must bow to the name of Jesus tonight and yield in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that they're loose from those ties that had them bound, those things that had them restricted and confined, that the blood of Jesus and the anointing of God, the oil of God from heaven, move in their situation in the name of Jesus, that anointed enable them to receive that God said is theirs by faith in Jesus' name. You showed it to me, Father, and I believe you, it's your word, that this night things are being turned around for your people. They're moving forward, and they're walking in a place of breakthrough. In every circumstance, every invisible yoke, bow to Jesus. The name of Jesus calls you to bow tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for the Spirit of God to move over Red and in all those places where the fires are out of control. That the Spirit of God, the wind of God, stop those uncontrollable winds tonight in Jesus' name. That those winds going to blow exactly the way you want them to blow in Jesus' name. That the wind of God stop the destruction of the fires in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God stop the burning in Jesus' name. That the anointing oil of God move in Jesus' name and begin to cause the fires to cease in Jesus' name. We thank you for cease. The fire to cease and obey God in the name of Jesus. And the spirit of destruction stop in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for supplying the need for all of those that without shelter tonight. We thank you for the Spirit of God to move and supply their need. That givers begin to go and give to their bosom. That doors be open. That the Spirit of God will open new opportunities for them to rebuild tonight. Spirit of God, protect the farmers and those that's working, God. We come in the name of Jesus that that spirit will not take another life in Jesus' name. We send the Spirit of the Word. You will control the death and life, Father Jesus. That the Spirit of God will save life. And that spirit will not destroy another life tonight in Jesus' name. That fire is consumed by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you tonight, Father, for the winds to obey God, for the atmosphere to obey God, for the people of God to be protected that's fighting those fires, that the Spirit of God will do the supernatural for them by your anointing. God, we thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. And God, we praise you in the name of Jesus, that you remember those that's not saved. They can save themselves, oh God. John 6:44, release God to bring them forth, oh God, and they receive you as Lord of their lives, oh God, that prodigal sons and daughters return back to God. I pray for the young, oh God, that the Spirit of God protect them in this hour of their lives, oh God. There's such confusion over the minds of young people tonight in Jesus' name, that their homes out of order because the confusion in young people, that the enemy has brought a spirit of disturbance over them, that the Spirit of God will go in and conquer that spirit for them, for they don't understand that God is an invisible spirit. And God, we thank you for homes to come subject to this prayer, that the spirit of reconciliation reconcile tonight. Heal homes that's out of order. And the rest of God will go into those homes. You came with the spirit of reconciliation to reconcile us back to God. We thank you for the spirit of reconciliation now to move over homes, families. Needs be met for the homeless, for the low income, for the unemployed, for the less fortunate, God. You say the poor will always be among us. We thank you for supplying the need and giving them favors. Open up doors of opportunity, oh God. Do the impossibility for them tonight in Jesus' name. Remember those that's homebound in institution and hospital and care facilities, oh God, that the Spirit of God will send angels to them tonight in Jesus' name. For anyone, oh God, that need protection tonight, the Psalms 91 will be upon them tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you for those that are on jobs that's overworking them, that the Spirit of God will bring rest to their souls in Jesus' name. That you handle the hard taskmaster tonight in Jesus' name. Because they're working as servants, oh God. And God, when there's a hard taskmaster, you and only you know how to handle the hard taskmaster. Handle them for the people of God's sake on these jobs, oh God. Because they're getting harder and harder. But I send the Spirit of God to deal with the hard taskmaster. They're making it difficult for people to earn a salary. And God, I'm going to thank you for it, and I praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be encouraged, saints of God. God love you with an everlasting love. For God so loved the world, he gave his Son just for us. We praise God for the Son, for the cross, and for the blood. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Amen, Pastor Smith.
Amen.
Powerful word. Amen.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio. Want to get involved? Got comments or suggestions? Let us know right here at YAT Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YAT, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia 30036.
Lean in on the Lord and you know.
Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in 858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.